Kia ora, I'm Simon Hampton. Welcome in to Kiwis Abroad on Sky Sport, where we take an in-depth look at the Kiwi athletes plying their trade around the world. Well, last week was a busy one for New York sports teams. James Harden, of course, rolling into town to suit up for the Brooklyn Nets. A big coup for their Kiwi general manager, Sean Marks, to pull off that trade. But it wasn't the only big sports announcement in New York that day. Rugby United New York announced the signing of 28-test All Black Andy Ellis for the upcoming Major League Rugby season. Andy will join me later on Kiwis Abroad to discuss that move. But first, you might not know much about the name Leisha Walker, but the way sisters Crystal and Charlize are going about their business on the basketball court for Washington State, it won't be long before they're household names in New Zealand. Earlier this month, Charlize dropped a buzzer beater to upset highly ranked Arizona in the US College Basketball League, and the two are helping their team exceed expectations on the court. Well, I spoke with Crystal and Charlize just a few days ago and started by asking them what the key has been to this season going so well so far.
I'd just say just the depth of our team is the reason why we've done so well. I think we've had the most or the best players we've ever had in the gym before for this program, and it really just shows in each game we've played that anyone can score and anyone can step up and have their night.
Yeah, and Charlize, I mean, we'll talk about this this buzzer beater that made you a few headlines against Arizona a few days ago. But before that buzzer beater, there's actually a layup, I think, from Crystal to Charlize to tie the game at 60-all. Can you talk me through that?
Yeah, so I guess the one to take us into overtime, there was quite a lot of pressure on that. Obviously, only 5 seconds, to get us to have a chance to actually win the game. So there was a lot riding on that shot, but Coachy, drew up a play, simple play, just to get me open, trying to get to the hoop and, draw defenders out of the key. And the girls managed to execute the screens good and draw their defenders away as soon as I caught the ball. And, Grayson, Johanna on the other side, lifting out of the corner, keeping their players occupied. Crystal making a good leading pass. All are setting that screen. So everyone, did their role perfectly to get a wide open shot. And it was just, I guess, on me to make the final finish. And it went in. And so that was an awesome feeling. And it was just so cool that, I could give our team a chance to take the game. And obviously going into the last buzzer beater shot, we were tied. And so I would say not as much pressure because, it was to win the game, not necessarily to keep us in it. So, again, we just drew up another simple play just to try and get someone open, and I managed to get open off a good screen. And then pretty much Coach, he was just like, try and get to the hoop, draw a foul or find the open player, and, managed to get the shot off before the time expired. And then we won the game. So it was just an awesome feeling. But, leading up to those two plays, everyone in the team made some massive, massive plays and massive contributions to get us that win. So it was just such a great team game.
Buzzer beaters are sort of what every basketballer dreams of having. Did it feel pretty special when you see that going?
Yeah, it definitely did. And I think if you watch the video, I'm kind of the first one to jump because I realized, as soon as it's rolling around in the rim, I saw it going in. And so I was super, super excited to see that drop, and you could see how hype I was. And I usually don't get like that, but it was just a really big moment for our team. And I was just, so happy that we could get that win.
And Crystal, being involved in these sort of plays with your sister playing basketball in America together, does it sort of get any better than this?
Not really. I have the best seat in the house, watching these moments go down. And, I'm just glad to be a part of it with her.
Yeah. Are these sort of plays that you two played at home when you were kids and dreamed of having?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. I think me and Charlize would have counted each other down winning shots, practicing or shooting hoops at home. So it was definitely cool to have a real life moment.
And just generally, I mean, you're both at university together, playing basketball together. you know, did you sort of envisage things working out like this? And how nice is it to sort of have each other and be around each other when you're living so far away from home?
Yeah, I think early on, I didn't ever think of the possibility of playing with Crystal in college just because of our age difference. She, if everything went to normal plan, she would have graduated as I came in as a freshman. So when things kind of started lining up and she decided to transfer, that meant I, you know, had the opportunity to play with her, which has been, I think, I couldn't have asked for a better start to my college career, having her here supporting me and, you know, going through this whole new transition with me. And it's just really special. And I'm grateful that we do have that opportunity to play together.
Yeah. And being away from home, Crystal, obviously, you know, we've just had Christmas and New Year and, mm-hmm. you know, this traditional family time. And we're over here in America and you're looking back at home and seeing it's completely COVID-free in the middle of summer. Do you feel like you're a long way from home? And is it quite tough being away from family at this time?
Yeah, it's definitely always hard to be away from family during these times. And wish we could have spent it. I know our little sister missed us a lot and we miss being there with her. But we're grateful enough to be surrounded by some great people over here, have a lot of great support in our coaches, and we're able to, you know, still have a good time away from home.
Did you two have a special little Christmas together?
Yeah, we did. We actually got a couple of days break and we went to Hawaii, actually. So, you know, got a little bit of sun since we're missing out on the big New Zealand summer. So that was really nice just to get away for a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. Charlie, so you're, I think, the youngest ever Tall Fern. Does having a tag like that when you're growing up and trying to make your name at a university, does it add any more pressure to you as you come through?
I think a little bit, yep. Definitely, you know, I've played a lot at home and a lot of people have watched and followed my progress for a long time. And, you know, ever since I was my last couple of years of high school, people would, you know, ask me what my plans were, what colleges I was talking to. And so I always knew in the back of my mind there was a little bit of pressure, but I'm just, you know, super grateful for those opportunities that I've had. Like, it's opened up so many doors for me. And it's definitely helped me be the player I am today. So don't regret anything like that, and just, you know, privileged to even have that pressure. So yeah.
And obviously I think there's only been one Kiwi play in the women's NBA, mm-hmm. and you guys are, you know, coming through the college system. Is that the dream to potentially make it up to that division? You know, starting with you, Crystal.
For sure, that would be the ultimate dream to make it to that league one day. But definitely just taking it one step at a time and trying to achieve as much as I can with the opportunities I'm in right now.
Yeah. And Charlize, much the same for you?
Yeah, I would say it's the same. And the player, Megan, I believe you're referring to, she obviously played with Mum. And so we've kind of met her and talked to her before, and just listening to her experiences, it's definitely something I think we both kind of aspire to. And you know, if that's how it plans out, then yeah, super, that's a big, you know, goal for us.
Was basketball always going to be the I guess the dream that you guys chased, given your mum had a very illustrious career in her own right?
Yep, I would say so. Yeah.
Yeah, and I imagine it's a pretty good education as well when you're growing up in a household and your mum's played for the Tall Ferns.
Yeah, definitely. She's a great resource for us and always offers some insight and things or feedback towards ourselves that we don't even think of or give any attention to. So always great to have her cheering us on and constantly giving us feedback.
Mm. And obviously we're living through a pretty strange time at the moment with this pandemic raging across America. How has that affected the league that you guys are playing in? Are you getting tested regularly? Are there restrictions on what you can and can't do? How's that sort of changing the league at the moment?
Yeah, we're very fortunate, I think, to play in a league that has so many different resources, and we get tested every day and we do all these different types of tests and have all these different protocols in place to keep us at the best would keep us healthy and give us the best chance to compete at a high level safely. So, yeah, definitely lucky in the conference we're in and haven't had too many disruptions with our own team too much.
All right, Crystal and Charlize Walker there. Thanks so much for your time. Such an exciting time for New Zealand basketball with all this great young talent coming through. Well, Andy Ellis is no longer a young talent at 36, but the ex-All Black has just signed on to play in a fledgling rugby league. He's joined Rugby United New York of the Major League Rugby competition here in the United States, and he joins me now on Kiwis Abroad. Andy, thanks so much for your time. You're not quite abroad just yet, but this move to New York, how did it come about?
Yeah, look, mate, I'd finishing up in Japan either way. I mean, COVID sort of brought that to a faster end than I would have liked. But yeah, we finished up in Japan, and my wife and I sort of said, well, pretty happy to sort of hang the boots up for now. But, you know, if an opportunity came up somewhere that would be an awesome experience for our family, then we'd take it. And we sort of threw the London and New York in the air, and then literally 2 weeks after that, you know, I got a message from Greg McWilliams, who's the coach at Rugby United New York, who had actually been an assistant coach for one of the Barbarians tours I'd been on with Robbie Deans, so I sort of knew him, and he just asked me what am I up to and would I be keen. So sort of almost fate had it that jumped at it and here we are heading off in a couple of weeks.
Was it an easy yes when the opportunity came up?
It was a good long discussion. You know, kids had become pretty settled at school in New Zealand and loved being back after our time in Japan, and there was obviously a lot to sort through. This was pretty funny old world at the moment, isn't it, with COVID and everything like that, but ultimately the decision we came to was one that we just didn't want to miss a really great opportunity, and you know, if we didn't take it now, then it may have never come back around again. So yeah, it was in the end a pretty strong yes. We're off.
So what attracted you to coming to New York?
There's a couple of things. I mean, obviously it's a world-renowned city, right? I mean, that's one of the most incredible places with sport and entertainment, and everyone tells me there's an amazing energy there and everything like that. So living that sort of life and experiencing American, you know, culture, I suppose, with the kids and with them, that was definitely an important part of it. The other thing is I feel like there's a real opportunity in America with rugby. It's growing quickly. You know, Americans, I keep saying they love entertainment and they love sport. And so rugby is something where, you know, might come along and watch it as if it's a show for the first few times, you know, and then start understanding the game and it growing quickly. You know, the fact that they've got a competition, you know, it means that the rugby stand will grow quickly. A lot of guys from different parts of the world heading there now too to add value. So I think it's a really exciting opportunity to try and grow the game there. You know, you hear they're looking at getting the World Cup potentially in the next sort of 10 to 20 years as well. So yeah, I'd love to, after everything that sort of rugby's given me, I'd love to be able to try and give a little bit back over in the States, and yeah, I'm not sure exactly what that looks like, but really try and grow it and help develop it and see what happens over there.
Is that quite energizing as a player to have that chance to sort of be a pioneer and to come over here and be a part of something that's in its infancy and to sort of help it grow and hopefully turn into something big?
Yeah, mate, you summed it up. It's invigorating, you know, like and exciting, you know, to sort of step into the unknown a little bit. And I'm so fortunate with the experiences that I've had and the teams I've played in, the coaches that, you know, have coached me. You know, I hate sort of starting to name them because they've all had such a massive impact. But, you know, your Wayne Smiths and Razors and Robbie Deans and Ted, you know, like you learn so much about what it sort of takes to create special culture and play great rugby, and so hopefully some of those experiences I can take over, you know, and really Yeah, try and make a bit of a difference.
Did you ever think in your rugby career you'd end up playing in New York?
Absolutely not, mate. Absolutely not. No. But it's perfect, really. You know, it's I've sort of been playing for 15 years now, and I've had an incredible time in New Zealand and then Japan, and you know, sort of what's next. We didn't really want to go to Europe and play sort of 40, 45 weeks of the year, you know, in a hard competition. So America kind of just made sense, really. If we were going to go again, what better place than New York? And here we go.
Yeah, well, you touch on the energy of a place like New York. Does that bring a lot of excitement to you and the family?
Yeah, we are. And no, we've never been there. All we sort of know is from movies, I suppose. But also, you know, whenever we talk to people, they all say, like, what a great energy the place has. It doesn't disappoint, you know. Everything you kind of think it'll be, it will be. I mean, obviously, it's pretty challenging times at the moment over there, right, with COVID. So we're sort of hoping, you know, over the next few months and leading into summer in America that, you know, things start to settle down a little bit.
Yeah, did the COVID stuff give you a few reservations about taking up this opportunity? You know, you're currently in New Zealand, which is a COVID-free dreamland, and coming to America where this pandemic continues to show no signs of slowing down, really.
Yeah, it's definitely something we discussed in depth, and the club, Rugby United New York, were really good about it as well. Rick Salezzo's doing a lot of work with the club as well. And he was great too, you know, just saying, look, if you feel uncomfortable, just let us know and we'll work through it. We'll have to be careful, and there's some challenges around it. But like I said, we didn't want the opportunity to slip by and in 6 months from now go, okay, well, we really missed out there. So, mate, we're diving in. We'll be really careful, but it's an adventure. It's exciting. It's something that hopefully the kids will really love too.
Absolutely. Well, you mentioned earlier the Japanese league ending early this season, so you've had almost a full year off. How's the body feeling?
Yeah, I feel great. It's kind of funny. It's almost like a forced sabbatical towards the end of my career, you know. So I'm actually hoping it will prolong me a little bit, you know, like. It's amazing not waking up on a Sunday morning in agony, you know, being smacked to bits the day before. It's been a good chance to train, got a lot of running in, some smart weights. So my body feels great, really. I suppose I need to wait till I get back out there and I start running around and playing again. But at this stage, I feel excited. You know, I want to put my boots back on and I want to get back out and compete and play. So yeah, mate, I feel feeling really good. It's great.
Not sure how you felt at the end of that Japanese stint, but does having this time away from rugby really reinvigorate your passion for the sport?
It really does. It really does. I suppose you kind of realise that it all comes to an end pretty quick as well, and to sort of be really, I don't know, grateful for every time you get to put my boots on and go and compete, you know. So to as well as that and feeling good now, I feel excited and I feel invigorated, and I'm going over to a new country and a new competition and trying to do something that sort of hasn't, you know, been done a lot before, as well as feeling good, you know. I'm excited by the challenge. I did get, Razor was great, he invited me down a few times this year with the Crusaders, so I was able to have a bit of a run around and still get a bit of context in, and throw a ball around and just train at that sort of elite level. So that was good to make sure that I could still just keep up with the boys. Just.
Do you know much about Major League Rugby and the standard you can expect over there?
I've watched a little bit, but I don't know a lot. I mean, I look at the rosters and the squads even this year, and it'll be a step up again, I think, from the years before. You know, it looks like some of the coaching there is getting better and better as well. And, so I'd imagine it's something that will grow quite quickly as the competition develops and as the world stops and has a look at it. So that's pretty cool and that's pretty exciting.
All right, mate. Thanks very much for your time. Thanks for coming on the show. Make the most of your last days in New Zealand and safe travels over, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks, mate. I look forward to it. You'll be able to come and take me to a Brooklyn Nets game.
All right, looking forward to it. Andy Ellis there, thanks so much for coming on the show, and nice to hear those New Zealand birds chirping away in the background too. Andy, not the first Kiwi to play in Major League Rugby, not the first All Black either. Ma'anonu played for the San Diego Legion last season, as did Rene Ranger for Colorado. So he's not the first, but it's certainly a path that's not been too well trodden by ex-All Blacks. So it'll be great to have Andy over here. Hopefully COVID's, you know, the restrictions have eased up enough that maybe I can go out and see the New York team play in Major League Rugby next season. But we'll wait and see on that front. All right, that wraps up this episode of Kiwis Abroad. Thanks, as always, for tuning in. I'll be back on Sunday night with another episode. Until then, take care.